This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. The Aspen Institute announced last week that Dan Porterfield will succeed Walter Isaacson as president and CEO of the think tank. Porterfield is currently the president of Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
I bring an educator sensibility. I think that literature, culture, history makes a real difference in the quality of a culture and a community.
Porterfield says that some of the most important work he's done at Franklin and Marshall has been to expand the budget for need-based financial aid and to recruit students from a wider range of backgrounds.
Whenever in American life we reach out to include more people to validate the perspectives and life histories and cultures and experiences and talents of more people and bring them together, we are sort of living the American story.
I asked him how he planned to bring together more diverse viewpoints in a polarized political climate.
The Aspen way is exactly what the country needs more of right now. Because what does Aspen stand for? The power of the best ideas being brought into public discourse. The value of unbiased, open-minded dialogue. The importance of making listening an active art.
Mm-hmm.
Evidence-based learning. The value and importance of scholarship, of fact, of findings. Of empiricism and rational thought. And so I think that the Aspen method, the Aspen way, is exactly what the country needs. How we can provide more opportunity for more communities to learn about the way that Aspen has facilitated growth and dialogue and common ground might be one of the opportunities we have in the years to come. The one thing I'm positive about is that the country very much needs open discourse, respectful tables around which people can gather to share ideas and hopes and fears and thoughts and perspectives. And Aspen stands for the power and value of doing that.
How does the Aspen Institute and the Aspen Ideas Festival stay relevant in a TED Talk world?
Well, the thing about the TED Talks is that they often have the feel of being monologues. What I love about the Aspen experience is that it's so often a dialogue. It's so often a forum of multiple voices. And there's so many opportunities for the people who come to hear new ideas to then reflect on those ideas together. I think that is supremely relevant for the world we live in today.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Well, thank you very much, Elizabeth.
That was Dan Porterfield, the next president and CEO of the Aspen Institute. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.